Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, Legendary Miss T, and this is True T Podcast. Hello, how are you? How are we? Hi, you guys. I have not been on this podcast maybe about a year and something. Not because I haven't been doing anything. I just never thought about, you know, recording myself again on the podcast, because I recently had my own podcast and it was kind of televised, you know. But this is how I first started. Okay. This is that real sexy adult conversation. So, you guys, let's talk about if you are in a committed relationship. And the guy has status, he got money, okay? He's good to you, everything. One thing is lacking. His performance and sex is horrible. You have to drink alcohol to have sex with him. You have to be under the influence of some kind of drug to have sex with him. Would you tell him? Or would you want that money to keep flowing so you say nothing? Honestly, me, I like telling my partner he did a good job or he made me feel so good. I just love being submissive in the bedroom. But if the person penis is not, how can I put it? Does not make me satisfied. I think a conversation should be had. Because nowadays, guys just think because they have status or because they have money, they can just come fuck you any kind of way they want. Like, not putting no effort, not making you feel good, not pleasuring you. I thought when you have sex with people, you're trying to get that person hooked to make you come back. I think that was the old school way they used to do it. But nowadays, guys are just leading with, oh, I got money, but don't know how to please you in the bedroom. I always pride myself on being an independent girl. So I feel like I'm going to have money too. So we both could be millionaires. So if we're both millionaires, how do we get it back down to having that conversation about being pleased right in the bed? And I think some guys don't like talking about that because they feel like you're supposed to just accept them for who they is, especially if they're taking care of you. Why is that? Why you can't have a conversation with your mate about his performance in the bed? Fellas, she's a bad bitch. Fine. Small waist, big hips, nice. On a scale of 1 to 10, she's a 10. But she's whack. Her vagina don't get wet. She's cute. She's pretty to look at. But she doesn't satisfy you in the bed. Okay. Do you stay because you want to carry a... you want a trophy on your arm? Or do you think that's something fixable where you could have that hard conversation with your mate about their performance in bed? See, everybody lying to each other. Everybody just lying. Ooh, it was good. Ooh, it was that. Depending on the situation, especially like with girls, I know when I used to fuck around with niggas and I know I could get me out of you, you heard me. I'd be like, look, long as this bitch popping me off, I don't give a fuck what he do. Just hurry up, fuck me, and get off of me. Okay, that's a bad way to be, but I was like that. All right, I got to pay $300 on my insurance. I need $200 for this. He going to give me $500. This bitch whacking the bed, but I'm going to go pop a little pill, a little Xanax, or a Tramadol, or a Percocet to put my mind in a euphoric state. Like, it's good, but it's not good. That's bad. I'm just big on passion. I'm very big on passion in the bedroom. So it's crazy. So ladies, let's get the conversation popping, baby, on True Tea, on my podcast, baby. Hard conversation. Would you tell your mate that he or her whack in the bedroom? Are you afraid that if you tell him that he's going to stop doing what he been doing for you, or she's going to stop having sex with you? Why you want to have sex with a bitch got whack pussy anyway, when you could just jerk off? I don't fucking know. I just be trying to figure these things out, because I always be in a conversation hearing a lot of dudes talking about she's bust wide open, her pussy broke, I don't like the way she smell, you know. So let's get into these conversations. And I feel like if you have a spouse that's going through that, do you think that you should have a conversation about your mate if you're not pleasing them? If they're not pleasing you, should you have a conversation with them? Let's get into it. This your girl, Legendary Miss T, with True T, with the Legendary Miss T.